Amazon Echo.
Hello.
Now has sound skills. To use them, say, Alexa, enable 99.1 the sound skill.
Receiving.
Then whenever you want to listen to the sound, you can say, Alexa, open 99.1 the sound.
Government Mule playing Sunday, July 7th at Roanoke Island Festival Park across from the Manio waterfront. And this morning I have the great Warren Haynes on the phone. Of course, Warren, the leader of Government Mule. Warren, good morning from, I guess you're in New York City, right?
I am, yeah.
The Big Apple. Yep, Warren, I look at your, well, first of all, Warren is from Asheville. He's a homeboy. How about that?
Absolutely.
did that have any influence on your musical career growing up in Asheville?
Well, I think at the time that I was growing up, regional music had a lot more influence on musicians than it does now. Now, people have access to any music anywhere in the world at their fingertips all day long, where when I was growing up, you know, a lot of what we were influenced by was the local stuff. Even in the case of the music that was on the radio was not necessarily the same all over the country. So I grew up hearing a lot of local musicians and regional musicians that were very influential. And I think being in that part of the South was something that had its own unique character, you know.
And as I look at your resume, Warren, I mean, it's eye-popping. Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers Band, David Allan Coe, and of course, Government Mule has been going since late, 90s.
Yeah, we started, our first shows were in 94, our first record was in 95.
Right. So, I mean, it strikes me that you're a musician who just plays for the sheer joy of it.
Well, you know, I think musicians are the biggest fans of all. Musicians tend to be geeky fans that take it past the point of that to want to learn how to play and sing and write songs and stuff. And that never goes away. You know, I think being a huge fan of music is something that will stay with us all.
And I know some of your major influences, of course, the guitar guys, B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
I loved B.B.'s voice before I even picked up a guitar. Mm. And I loved the fact that he played and sang both equally well. And the same with Ray Charles playing piano and singing like that. So I was already in love with B.B.'s voice. And then when I picked up guitar, I started becoming more and more gravitated toward the blues guitar players. And Eric Clapton was the first rock guitar player that I really discovered. And then Johnny Winter and Jimi Hendrix. But it was such a great time period to discover guitar music, you know.
And I know you're a Gibson man. Tell me about your guitars.
Well, I kind of always loved the sound of Gibson guitars. All my favorite guitar players tended to have that big, rich Gibson sound. And you know, back then, Fender and Gibson were like Ford and Chevy. They were the two main ones. And I love Fender guitars as well, and I love the sound that a lot of my heroes made with them. But the sounds that I always gravitated toward were more Gibson sounds. And I've had a long relationship with Gibson guitars. I guess I play a Gibson Les Paul more than any other guitar, and I just love the big, warm sound that it has. I remember reading an interview with B.B. King and one with Bonnie Raitt where they talked about wanting their voice and their guitar to be an extension of each other, and I think that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Yep. I'm talking to Warren Haynes, his band Government Mule, playing Sunday, July 7th at Roanoke Island Festival Park in Manio. And Warren, I'm going to play a tune from the High and Mighty album, one of my favorites, called Million Miles from Yesterday. Any thoughts on this tune as I play it?
Well, it's somewhat autobiographical, you know. It's there are parts of it that refer to growing up in Asheville, and it's a lot about my life and a very personal song for me.
I'm gonna play it. Hang on, Warren.
Born on the edge of a lonely town.
searching for something no one had. Smart enough to say goodbye to this lonely town, but not smart enough to never look back.
Government Mule on 99.1 The Sound and Million Miles from Yesterday. Government Mule will be at Roanoke Island Festival Park Sunday, July 7th. That's Festival Park is across from the Manio waterfront. I have Warren Haynes on the line. Warren, as I play that tune, what do you, you know, I know musicians are sort of, you know, can pick away at their work, but what'd you think when you're hearing that?
Well, I haven't heard that studio version in quite some time. It sounds good.
You're pretty good, Warren.
Yeah. I love that song, but it's interesting to hear that recording, having not heard it in a while. But we've kind of started playing that song live again. We stopped playing it for a little while, but we're playing it again, which is nice.
Beautiful. And as I listen to your singing, Warren, I just get the sense you were influenced by some of the great, you know, soul singers, Otis Redding and Sam and Dave and people like that.
Yeah, that's really where I started, because I started singing before I started playing guitar, and all the soul singers were my early heroes. James Brown was my first hero.
Yeah.
I love the Four Tops and the Temptations and the stuff that you mentioned. And then when I started listening to rock music, all the rock singers that I loved were ones that were kind of in their own minds singing soul music. And it's that music just had so much to offer to a young musician. You know, it stays with you.
It's It's a great combination. And Warren, I know you have a new, Government Mule has a new double CD out. Tell me about that.
Well, we just filmed two nights at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, and filmed and recorded both nights. And so we have a concert film that's coming out that's directed by Danny Clinch, that's worked with Pearl Jam and Willie Nelson and Bruce Springsteen and Dave Matthews and Neil Young and a lot of wonderful artists. We've been friends for a long time and talking about doing this for a long time, and we finally did. So between the two DVDs and the two CDs, there's over 5.5 hours of music, so the hardcore fans can get any combination thereof that they would like. But it's something we're very proud of.
Folks that are not overly familiar with Government Mule, tell me about a Government Mule show.
Well, we normally do what we call an evening with, where it's just us with no opener, and we do two sets. So there's about 3 hours with a short break in the middle. Government Mule started as a side project to the Allman Brothers. Myself and Alan Woody were full-time members of the Allman Brothers in 1994. We both joined in 1989 and 94 when we did the first Government Mule CD. We kind of were just looking to do something for the fun of it, not thinking that we would be a real band, because we were part of a real band. But it kind of caught fire and turned into its own thing. And so here it is 25 years later. It's hard for me to believe that we're still going. The time has flown by, but we've done 10 studio records, tons of live recordings, and now here we are 25 years with a new film.
And you mix it up, right? Original stuff and covers?
Yeah, we do, you know, mostly original music, but I feel like when we do 3 hours, it's nice to throw in something that might be a surprise to people. So it could be a cover that they've heard, or it could be a cover that they didn't expect, but every show is different. Every set list is different.
Talking to Warren Haynes, one of the best and most versatile guitarists in rock and roll, and his band Government Mule, July 7th, Roanoke Island Festival Park in Manio, and Government Mule's last studio record of all original stuff, I guess, Revolution Come, Revolution Go, came out a couple of years ago. I'm going to play a track from that album called Sarah Surrender. Any thoughts before you go on that one, Warren?
Well, Sarah Surrender was the last song that I wrote for that album, and we thought we were finished. We had recorded the whole record in Austin, Texas at Willie Nelson's studio, and we were in New York doing our New Year's Eve shows at the Beacon Theater, and I had written this song, Sarah Surrender. It's kind of bringing back the soul music influence. Kind of feels like it has a little Al Green vibe to it.
Yep.
But played it for everybody, and we thought, well, while we're in New York, let's go in the studio and record one more track. So we did.
It's a great record, one of my favorites. Warren, has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you this morning. Look forward to the show on Sunday, July 7th. You've played that theater, so you know it's, come on, surrounded by water, beautiful stage.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a great night.
Thanks, Warren Haynes.
My pleasure, thank you.
Warren Haynes, Government Mule on 99.1 Sound.
Your soul and wanted to be part of your mystery, but it scares me to death. But something's different today, I feel me breaking away. Sarah, surrender yourself to me. We will always remember the day we broke free. I feel your heart beating faster, I think it's fine.
.1 Sound, Government Mule, Sarah, Surrender. Government Mule playing Sunday, July 7th at Roanoke Island Festival Park, across from the Manio Waterfront. Tickets are on sale at beardedfp.com. If you missed the interview with Warren Haynes, the leader of Government Mule, we will post it on our Facebook page, our website, and probably, well, no, we'll post it on obxtoday.com also. What a great joy that was talking to Warren Haynes, not only one of the best and most versatile musicians in rock and roll, but what an articulate, you know, smart, fun guy, you know, great interviewee.